Whether you're feeling happy, sad, mad, or glad, it never hurts to change it up. Tired of the rut you're stuck in but don't know what to do? Change it up. Life transitions expert, speaker, and best-selling author Paula Shaw will be leading the charge each week, exploring topics that inspire men and women to welcome change and create a new kind of conversation. Join a movement that encourages truth, respect, innovation, and cooperation at home, in the workplace, and around the world. Ready to change it up? Here's your host, Paula Shaw.
Welcome to Change It Up with Paula Shaw Radio. I'm delighted to have you here with me today, and I have got an action-packed show today for you. We're calling it Promo Bling and Plants That Sing, and you're going to be exposed to all of that, I'm promising you. So, first thing I want to say is I am a life transitions therapist, and I am the author of these two books, Grief, When Will This Pain Ever End?, and Chakras, The Magnificent Seven. In my work with life transitions, one of the things I've realized is that people have a really hard time with change. They have a love-hate relationship with change. You know, we need it, or we get bored to death, or nothing new ever comes along, but we hate the discomfort of it. So what we're all about here at Change It Up Radio is either spotlighting people who are creating change out there in the world and helping us to look at things differently, or bringing information to you that can help you deal with change more easily and more productively. So on today's show, I have two women who really stepped out and followed the beat of their own drummer. One of them is sitting here with me, and you'll be meeting her in just a moment. And the other will be joining us a little later, Sandra Sable of Fully Promoted in Encinitas, right here in San Diego. But I want to tell you a little bit. Those of you on Facebook Live, you can see that there are some beautiful plants sitting in front of me. Those of you just listening really can't exactly see that well. But you'll be hearing from them very shortly. One of the things that I do in my work is really try to help women, particularly, to trust their intuition and to step into their lives in a powerful, confident way. But, you know, we women, and I'll bet you these two ladies with me today will confess to it if I ask them, but we're all so good at taking care of everybody else. We rarely give ourselves enough time to really take care, you know, give ourselves time to for that self-care stuff. I mean, God forbid we like take a bath and have 20 minutes to ourselves or get a massage. But we really need that kind of thing. And one of the things I often encourage my clients to do is take a walk in nature. Now, I've always done that in the past because they were going to smell beautiful smells and see beautiful sights. But now that I've met Teresa Helgeson, I am aware that they are also getting a therapeutic treatment from the plants, whether they're hearing them the way you're going to hear them today or not. So let me introduce you to Teresa Helgeson, who is a pretty interesting lady. She is, well, 20 years ago, she's done 20 years of sales training and management experience. She had all of that and was in a Fortune 500 company. And then she decided to become a hypnotherapist and then went on to do specialized training in cellular release therapy and medical hypnosis. Later on, she studied sound healing with sound pioneer Jonathan Goldman, and in 2006 became a member of the Sound Healers Association. So I see there was a plan going into place, Teresa. Right. Today, she is known as the Plant Whisperer. She started her journey in 2007 with plant music. In 2014, while conducting a pilot study on the impact plant music therapy and what the impact it has on the body, three significant things were discovered. These are actual benefits of plant music therapy. The body goes through a detoxification process. There is a reduction in physical and emotional stress, and the immune system actually gets stronger. And she is here actually in town because she's a native of Colorado. She's in town because there is scientific research going on about the effects of plant music. So without any further ado, let me bring Teresa on here and let's find out more. Welcome, Teresa.
Thank you, Paula. I so appreciate you having me back on your show.
I'm delighted to have you back. She was a guest on my former show, Transition Radio. So, okay, I'm sure everybody out there is going, what? Plants that sing? And if you listen right now, she just turned on the speaker so you can hear some plant music. And this, by the way, is music from Pixie. This beautiful, is she a pothos or what is it?
She's actually a prayer plant.
A prayer plant, oh, perfect.
Yeah.
So listen to the sounds that Pixie is making. Teresa, can you explain to them, while Pixie is singing in the background here, how are we getting these sounds from her?
Great question, Paula. Thank you for that. This equipment that I have right here is a biofeedback system that's been adapted to measure the electrical frequency that comes from plants and vegetable tissue.
Ooh, she's singing right out now.
She sure is. And so what happens is I have an electrode connected to the leaf of the plant right here. And you notice as I'm moving it, she stops. And then she goes back. And then right here in the soil, I have a grounding wire. And so in between the two electrodes that are connected, you're picking up a complete energetic frequency that the plant is emitting from the root system all the way to the leaves. Just like, you know, everything's vibration. So your body's emitting a vibrational frequency.
Sure.
And this equipment is just picking up that vibrational frequency. And then it translates that frequency into sound using the synthesizer that's built into this. So ultimately, the equipment becomes the musical instrument, and the plant becomes the musician, because then the plant manipulates the sound just as you hear her doing.
And we know that Pixie is quite experienced at this because she sang for me 2 years ago.
Yes, she did. Yeah.
So do you notice that over time, does she play more with more different kinds of sounds in the synthesizer?
That's a really good question. Yeah, when we first started 11 years ago, she was very limited in what she would play. Mm-hmm. And the more she plays, the more accustomed she becomes to, and the better, you know, just like a musician, the more they rehearse and practice, the better they become.
Right.
Yeah.
I was sharing this story a little bit ago that I was actually at a plant concert that Teresa did a couple of years ago.
It was actually the very first Earth Day plant music concert in the country.
That's right. And have you continued doing it?
Yes, that? Yes.
It was an experience, I got to tell you. It was amazing. There were like how many plants, Teresa?
We had 8 different plants, 4 that were indigenous to the property, and then 4 that were potted.
And they were all wired up for sound,
yep,
right?
Yep.
And so after the concert was incredible and healing and soothing, which we're going to talk more about in a minute.
Right.
But after the concert, they wired a virgin plant who had never been exposed to the synthesizer or any of that before. And it was one of those, I think they're like an agave kind of thing, but it gets that long, tall sword kind of that comes out of it with a big flower. And it was just this one thing, and it was a full moon night. I still have a picture of this. And they wired it up, and that plant went, ooh. It was just like one sound, like it was like, whoa, what is happening here? But I like it. Ooh. And it just kind of kept going. And then after a while, it played 2 notes.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a while, it was playing a little bit more. It was crazy. It was like once the plant gets used to what's happening,
right,
it kind of gets into it, right? Like Pixie, she just loves to sing. Now, Would it make any difference? Like, you're a Reiki master, and so am I.
Yeah.
And we know that we can send energy with our hands.
Right.
I wonder, have you ever done anything like trying to send pixie energy? Does it change?
Absolutely. The plants respond to the energy of the people around them. And there are times when they won't play music.
Really?
And because they understand, they're in the book, The Secret Life of Plants, there's all kinds of research that's been documented that's been taking place on plants since the 1960s.
Oh.
And they discovered in the 60s, Cleve Baxter did, that plants understand intention, believe it or not. They understand our intention.
Mm.
And so if we are, I will do events and there will people that will come, and maybe they're not believers, maybe they, you know, are questioning it or whatever,
right.
And that's fine.
Mm.
But maybe they're so disconnected from it or indifferent about it that the plants will respond to that and not play.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, it is. And so what you were describing earlier with the Earth Day plant music concert with that one plant,
mm-hmm.
is that the plants actually train themselves. And so I equate it to, if you didn't have hearing and mm-hmm. or you couldn't hear, and then all of a sudden you had surgery and could hear your voice, you would have to go through a transitional period of becoming adapted to recognizing your voice, mm-hmm. recognizing all the different sounds that are around us. And there's a learning process that you would go through with your own hearing. And it's real similar to the plants. When they first are connected to the equipment, that's why you hear that one single tone,
mm-hmm.
because they're trying to recognize, where's that coming from?
Yeah.
Is that me? And then once they realize it's them making that sound, then you will hear, if we would have kept that plant connected more
uh-huh.
than we did, we would have heard
right.
it start playing the scale.
Uh-huh.
And when they're starting to learn how to play, they will actually start playing with notes and see how high they can go, and they'll see how low they can go.
This is trippy. Don't go away. We've got to take a little break, but we'll be right back, and then we're going to hear Holy Basil sing as well. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more Change It Up with Paula Shaw on AM 1170, The Answer.
Change it. Turn and face the strain. Change it.
Now, more than ever, it's important for women to understand why they need a financial strategy. Women tend to make less money than men, live longer, and face more financial challenges during retirement. Hi, I'm Sherry Blair. With evolving roles and increasing responsibilities, women are seeking out ways to become more knowledgeable about their finances. My life's work has been to empower women to make good financial decisions today to help ensure you have a bright future tomorrow. I'm here to help you learn more and to become more. Give me a call for your free no-obligation consultation or a second opinion at 619-997-0416. 619-997-0416. That's 619-997-0416.
Sherry Blair is registered with and securities are offered through Brokers International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. Brokers International Financial Services, LLC is not an affiliated company. California license number...
For those looking to improve their lives, there's nobody better to turn to than Paula Shaw. Paula helps people regain successful lives by identifying and eliminating self-sabotaging behavior using a multitude of mind-body techniques to identify and resolve their core issues. Working with a wide variety of healing modalities, she provides her clients with the most effective process for their specific needs. To book a session with Paula, call 858-480-9234. That's 858-480-9234.
Welcome back to Change It Up with Paula Shaw Radio. We are having so much fun in studio today. We have singing plants on our show who have been brought to us by Teresa Helgeson, who is a researcher who has figured out the technology to enable us to be able to actually hear the different sounds and songs that plants make. Welcome back, Teresa.
Thank you, Paula.
So during our break, we wired up the holy basil plant whose name is Tesla. So now you heard a little bit from Pixie a minute ago. This is the sound of Tesla.
Do we need to move the microphone?
No, because the mic is...
Oh, that's right. Okay, you got you.
Tesla's much more dramatic. Whoa, what a difference.
Yeah, right? Yeah, every family of plant resonates with a different timbre of sound.
Oh, my
Like you might like jazz and I might like classical, or and you might like rock and roll. The plants are the same way. So each family will resonate with specific timbres of sound. And she's kind of loud, so I'll turn it down just a little bit.
Because we won't be able to hear us.
There we go.
But I love, there's kind of like a, oh, like a little bass with the basil.
Right.
Oh, that's kind of fine. Bass with basil.
Exactly, right? Well, and basil is an herb.
Yes.
But holy basil is an Ayurvedic herb. Mm-hmm. So this isn't the same kind of basil that you would use as a spice.
Right.
But you can drink holy basil tea, which is known as Tulsi tea. Mm. And when you're drinking that tea, you're drinking the essence of this plant and the healing benefits that it provides.
Wow. It gives you a whole new definition of what it means to have a salad, doesn't it?
Exactly, right?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, we've always known that everything has a vibration, an energetic vibration. And when we eat vegetables, right, we're bringing that vibration into our body, which is one of the reasons that people that are vegetarians really are proponents of that, because you're bringing in a living vibration rather than something that's dead that you cooked.
Exactly.
So now, ladies and gentlemen, you can see you're actually bringing a song into your heart and your stomach when you eat vegetables, particularly raw.
Right.
I mean, no problem, guys. We're not going to eat you. I know you said they're tuned in. I don't want them to feel threatened. We're just really glad you're here.
Yeah.
So, Teresa, maybe you could turn the music down a little bit and tell us about what is this crazy stuff that the sounds that the plants make are actually healing people, detoxing and strengthening the immune system.
If you go to my website at plantmusictherapy.com, you can actually see the before and after blood photos that we did with our first set of 12-week studies.
Mm-hmm.
And what showed up is over a 12-week period, people regularly receiving on a weekly basis a plant music therapy session.
So that would be sitting like we're sitting now listening to the plant making music.
Okay. Exactly.
Not just being out in nature.
No.
They need to hear these sounds.
Right.
Got it.
However, having said that, Paula, I do believe that this is going on in nature. Mm-hmm. We're just not tuned in with it.
Exactly.
And so this just gives us the capacity to be able to hear it with our human ears.
Because, that's kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah, indigenous shaman around the world have known for centuries that plants communicate and that there is a song, and the way they learn their medicine is through the plant teaching the shaman the medicine or their song, and then through the song they learn how to use the plant medicine. So the indigenous people have been doing this without equipment for centuries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It makes total sense.
Right.
So how is it doing that? How is hearing these sounds? I mean, is it the vibration of the sound, the tone? Is it all of it? It's impacting my body.
It is. And that's where the research is so critical in being able to understand that. And there's a whole lot more we don't know than what we do know.
Yes.
But what we do know right now is that somehow either the music or the vibration of the music is causing the body to detox. It's causing the immune system to get stronger. And what I love about the immune system getting stronger is if you look on my website and look at the pictures of the white blood cells, the after pictures. So we did pictures before a plant music therapy session and after. And in the after photos, the white blood cells actually have smiley faces on.
Get out.
Yeah, but they're not there in the before photos.
Oh my goodness.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
So it's almost like on some cellular level, the body knows what's going on and is
body's
responding
singing
to that, right?
Too, yeah.
Yeah. Now, how is that happening? We don't know yet.
Mm-hmm.
I have some theories about it. I believe there is some form of maybe binaural beat or brainwave entrainment that's happening with the vibration and the music they're playing that we can't hear.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. That's just a theory right now. Mm-hmm. And as we do more research, we're here in Encinitas this week doing some brain mapping, because I have had lots of children that have ADD and ADHD come to my events and listen to the plants. And after an hour of doing that, their whole personality changes.
Really?
They're totally different children. And that gave me a clue
goodness.
As to, okay, there's something going on in the brain, but what? We don't know. So we're here this week testing that to see if we can find out exactly what that is.
Exciting.
Yeah, that's very exciting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, is there a way, because obviously you can only be so many places with your plants.
Right.
Are you recording this music? And will people have benefits if they just listen to a recording?
Excellent question. And I'm glad you asked that because, yes, I have about 20 different recordings on my website at plantmusictherapy.com. And you can actually sample, listen to each one of them and a sample of them beforehand.
I have the Redwood Forest. That's where I heard the four. Yes.
The Redwood Forest trees.
You have to go to plantmusictherapy.com.
Yeah.
Plantmusictherapy.com. So then, if I, let's say I'm working with an autistic child, I could go to your website and play some of those things, and that might help that child, might soothe or might calm or might make them focus better or something?
Maybe. I have a free MP3 that people can download if they go to my website and sign up to be on my email list, and then they have something to listen to. And that one is one of those that we use that shows it boosts the immune system and makes it stronger. Now, the samples are only just a few seconds long.
I see.
So I don't know that it would help an autistic child.
You need something like
Right. Mm-hmm. But what I have started since these parents were noticing dramatic changes in their children, they started coming to me privately, and I started working with them. And what we discovered is when I create a combination of plants, almost like, you know, in traditional Chinese medicine, they have formulas,
blends.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
So when I start blending plants together for specific conditions, we really started seeing some things happening. And so for the autistic children, I actually have created a CD, or the ADD children, I have created a CD that has Pixie, but it has lemon balm, because lemon balm, there's been lots of research to show that lemon balm helps children with ADD and ADHD.
Oh my gosh.
And then, so we added in the holy basil to that because it also has similar properties. Mm-hmm. And so I created a CD that has the three of them playing for the kids. And so even though someone may not be able to come to me, they can listen to the CDs. And what we're finding is that people who listen to the CDs consistently are really starting to see some benefits. I have a CD of when I was here last time with Pixie, where she was playing on the Pacific Ocean with the ocean in the background.
And
there's been people that have been listening to that while they sleep, and it's actually lowered their cholesterol 20 to 40 points.
Now, lowered their cholesterol.
Now, legally, I cannot make a claim that it will lower your cholesterol, but that's one of the studies that we're working on raising the funds to be able to do, because if it's happened to two people, can it be replicated, and is it a valid way to lower your cholesterol? I do not know, but I've got a GoFundMe campaign to raise the funds to be able to do that research.
And if somebody wants to add funds to that GoFundMe campaign, how do they find you?
You can go to GoFundMe.com/cholesterol-study, or you can go to my website at plantmusictherapy.com, and there's a link there as well.
And our CDs, like these blends that you talked about, because I know a lot of people with ADD kids that would love to get their hands on these. Can they buy those on your website as well?
Right now, these specific ones for health are only offered through my subscription program.
Oh, okay.
However, all they would have to do is go to my website and email me, and I could create a custom CD for them.
Really?
So what I just did here recently is there's been some people in Perth, Australia with some health conditions that heard about it, wanted to do a Skype session with the plants. And so we did.
Oh my gosh.
I found out what their condition was. I researched what type of herbs and plants would help that condition. Then we had those plants play for them over Skype, and I recorded it. And then I send them the MP3 so they can supplement by listening to that. So you don't have to be in my presence. Just contact me and we can create some kind of custom CD for you.
Oh, Teresa, this is amazing.
Yeah, it's really growing.
Now the detox thing, how does that work and how do you measure that?
Well, that was really interesting. During that 12-week period, we looked at the blood four times before and after four different sessions. So we could kind of gauge what's going on.
I see.
By the fourth week, we started seeing that the blood started getting worse, that it showed there were a lot more toxins in the bloodstream that supported detox. And the subjects started reporting detox symptoms like dehydration, cramping, headaches, and that type of thing. So we had to actually incorporate more water, drinking a gallon of water a day into their protocol. And as soon as they drank more water, then all those symptoms went away. And then by the eighth week, the blood started getting better. And by the 12th week, the blood was 100% better than it was when they first started.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Teresa, I am so delighted you were in town and that you were able to come on my show today, because this work is extraordinary. And ladies and gentlemen, what you're hearing in the background here is the music of Tesla, the Holy Basil.
Yeah.
And earlier you were hearing Pixie. So this is the real deal. I'm so excited that the research is turning out so well and showing the world what you knew way back when.
Right. Thank you. And if you're in the San Diego area, you can go to my website. Tomorrow night I'm actually doing an event as someone's home. And it's open to the public if you would like to come and really experience it firsthand.
Only this show was going to air this weekend, and you will have already done it.
I will have already done it. So
sorry you missed out.
Just watch my website. I keep all my events on there.
All right. Yes. And the website again, Teresa?
Plantmusictherapy.com.
There you go. Thank you, dear.
Thank you so much
for being with me.
It's been wonderful.
And we'll be right back with Sandra Sapel, a guaranteed little spitfire from right here in Encinitas. We'll be back.
We'll be right back with more Change It Up with Paula Shaw on AM 1170, The Answer.
Change it. Turn and face the strain. Change it.
Well, hon, I'm going in.
Going in?
Upstairs to the office to figure out our insurance.
No need.
Can't put it off. I'll see you in about 6 hours.
Bill, there's no need.
Huh?
Well, I took care of it in about 10 minutes.
Whoa, hon, this is complicated stuff.
Yep, so yesterday I called Kloon.
Kloon?
Kloon Insurance. They're brokers who handle all types of insurance for a bunch of companies. I told them our needs, they're working up a plan, and they'll be dropping by to explain everything.
Yeah, but, you know, the extra cost of using a broker?
No extra cost, and we get personal service. Not some out-of-the-country call center when we have a question or claim.
They handle all insurance?
Look, here's the info. Health, Medicare, dental and vision, disability, accident, critical illness, cancer insurance, and long-term care. They handle it all. No extra charges.
Kloon.
Kloon Insurance.
The guys are right. I married up.
Kloon Insurance. 760-805-0646. 760-805-0646. 760-805-0646.
Now, more than ever, it's important for women to understand why they need a financial strategy. Women tend to make less money than men, live longer, and face more financial challenges during retirement. Hi, I'm Sherry Blair. With evolving roles and increasing responsibilities, women are seeking out ways to become more knowledgeable about their finances. My life's work has been to empower women to make good financial decisions today to help ensure you have a bright future tomorrow. I'm here to help you learn more and to become more. Give me a call for your free no-obligation consultation or a second opinion at 619-997-0416. 619-997-0416. That's 619-997-0416.
Sherry Blair is registered with and securities are offered through Brokers International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. Brokers International Financial Services, LLC is not an affiliated company. California license number 0B42369.
Welcome back to Change It Up with Paula Shaw Radio. We're delighted to have you here with us for this segment where you're going to be meeting Sandra Sapel of Fully Promoted in Encinitas. And those of you who may have just joined us missed our singing plants, Pixie and Tesla. So be sure you catch the podcast of this show, which is available on the Change It Up Radio website and all the podcast platforms. All right, so joining us now, another lady who decided she wanted to have her own business. Another woman who was walking a little bit to a different drummer than most other women and decided that she was going to start her own business that was a franchise of what used to be Embroid Me, which is now officially Fully Promoted.
Yes,
right?
We're officially Fully Promoted.
Okay.
Yes. Also known as Embroid Me.
I get it. So this is actually a woman-owned business, correct?
Yes.
Even the franchise.
Well, no,
right?
our franchisor is not women-owned, but we are women-owned in my Encinitas location.
Got it.
We
and
are
you are hearing the voice of Sandra Sapel, who is not only an amazing businesswoman, but a very dear friend. Sandra and I have known each other for quite a while, and I can tell you that her showroom in Encinitas, which is called Fully Promoted, and sometimes Embroid Me, the former Embroid Me, has more promotional products than you ever dreamed were possible. I'm talking, we're not just talking shirts. We are talking every possible thing you can imagine using in the course of your day that has your information on it.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I mean, truly fully promoted. Sandra's favorite line that I get to hear every week at our networking group is, if you want to get your game on, you better put your name on.
That's right.
And she puts names on everything. So whether you're motivating employees or thanking clients or launching a new brand or decorated apparel, this is the woman that you really need to know. But I wanna go back just a little bit, Sandra, to the beginning. Like, what made you decide you wanted your own business? Because that's a big step, and you were already a mom, right?
I was already a mom, yeah. I mean, I think that all my life I've been preparing for this moment.
Which moment?
Yeah, the moment of the business. Yeah, all of it, really.
All of it.
I mean,
yeah, that's true.
You know, you go through life, and I think that I've just always been a very strong person.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been the lion in the den, but you know, you just kind of metamorphosize your life, and you just become the person who you are meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's true.
It just was always meant to be. It was just really always just in the cards.
So you never wanted to work for a big corporation or anything? Did you always want to own?
Oh, you did.
I did.
Sure. When I got out of college. So of course, you know, most people don't do what they went to college to learn.
Right.
So I have a degree in corporate interior design.
Oh my God.
And I'm very visual, and I'm very good with timelines and deadlines, mm-hmm. because I used to relocate thousands of employees from one location to another. So there's always deadlines attached to all that kind of stuff.
Oh, that sounds really high stress.
Yeah, it's high stress, a lot of high stress. But I was always working for someone else, working mm-hmm. for large corporations. And really, you're just under the thumb of someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just not the way that I want to live my life. So, you know, knowing that I was going to be a mom, knowing that I was going to be a wife, you know, someday, I just don't want to be under corporate thumb.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to have to beg for time off, or I need the weekend off, or it's my birthday, can I have a day off? Like, I'm not that subservient of a person to have to ask and beg for permission.
You have the head of an entrepreneur.
It's just
not
my thing. I was never brought up that way. Very strong person. So, you know, I try to be gentle when I need to be, right? But, but of course, it's just who I am.
Mm.
So when my husband and I met, even just on our first date, that was topic of conversation. So what do you want to do when you grow up? That kind of thing. And I told him, I'm an entrepreneur. I don't know what that looks like. I don't know what that smells like or feels like.
Mm.
But one of these days, I'm going to own a business. That's just going to be my thing.
Mm.
And he said, that's what I want. So of course, it was a match made in heaven.
And it actually was. I mean, you two are like best friends and
we are.
Happily married.
And he's my business partner. So we actually work together. We're together 24 hours a day.
Oh, so you're 24/7 couple.
Yes.
How is that?
Yeah. So I jumped off the corporate cliff first. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can't just let go of 2 six-figure incomes like the same day. So I jumped off the cliff first. Mm-hmm. Let's say fired my boss, right? Is that how people say it? No,
I
walked
term.
Away from my industry that I loved for 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeff and I decided that was the time to kind of cash out our 401k and do things with that money and mm-hmm. with one of our 401ks and just buy our business and open the doors. And we decided to buy a franchise. It was never something I knew I would do. It was just, we went to a franchise show with stroller in tow. Our son was about 1 year old at the time, 1 year old. So yeah, we just went to a franchise show just to see if the smell of that was something that we wanted to do, and it was. It really was. It was something that, because there's already a brand, because there's already a name, because there's already marketing involved, we didn't need to do all that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's great. That's true.
So that's why we went with a franchise.
Mm-hmm. And what made you choose promotional products?
Just walking through the franchise show, I already knew I didn't want to do food.
Uh-huh.
I don't want a big fat A or a B or a D on my door or pests that may roam around. I just didn't want to deal with, you know, I just didn't want to deal with that spoilage of food and perishables. And I just didn't want to deal with that, but I didn't know what I wanted. So when we saw Embroid Me at the time, it was Embroid Me at the show, we went into their booth and we decided that, you know, being part of a $20 billion industry was something that we wanted to do. And that's just promotional products.
Wow.
And then screen printing is another $18 billion industry. And, embroidery is another $18 billion industry. So we went through the recession. We've been open for 12 years. So we've been, you know, we've been great through everything. Because imagine that in my line of work, there will never really be a time when somebody doesn't need what I do. There's always going to be schools. Mm-hmm. They're always going to have students.
Sports teams,
mm-hmm. little leagues, spirit wear for schools, mm-hmm. preschools. They always go on field trips. So you've got 30 or 40 kids going to a water park or somewhere, and you have to find them at all times. So as a teacher, you want them all to wear yellow shirts or lime green shirts or, you know, mm-hmm. there's always camps. You send your kids away to camp for the summer.
That's true.
T-shirts, water bottles. I mean, you name it. And then companies. There's always going to be a time where there's trade shows at the mm-hmm. convention center.
That's true.
There's always that. There's always a hiring or firing or anniversaries, or there's always a way to say thank you to a client. Thank you for your business. The holidays, you know, giving somebody a cookie basket or anything like that. So it was a very intriguing industry for us.
And I'm now sort of putting some pieces together here.
Yes.
Because you were always a visual person.
Yes.
Because you were an interior design.
Yes, corporate interior design.
And if you go in her store, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And there are so many different kinds of things available in there.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know if I've seen glasses.
Yes, you can do sunglasses.
You can even do sunglasses. See? Yeah. It's like every useful thing. At Christmas time, I remember you sharing, what do you call those, the little thumb drives?
Oh, yeah, flash drives.
Flash drives.
Yes.
You can have your promo thing on a flash drive,
yes.
which is a very useful gift.
Everybody uses a flash drive.
That's
and you
right.
can buy them at a local store. That's fine. But you can buy it for the same price with your logo on it. So
yeah.
everybody needs it.
Who would
your logo
that?
Will be, it's called a brand impression. It's an impression.
Mm-hmm.
So people don't throw those away. Those aren't bottom of the drawer kind of things. Your brand, your logo is always with that person.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you want. You want them to remember you all the time.
And that's a really important thing in business, in any business, right?
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
having your name out there, having brand visibility
oh,
is
yes.
what it's all about.
Yes. I mean, there's some companies out there that do a jingle on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you can't, when you hear it on the radio or you hear it on TV, you're like, oh, no, that song's going to get stuck in my head the whole day. Right? You know those. So it's kind of like that. They've created that brand impression in your brain with that jingle.
Mm.
You know, I'm not going to name names, but I'm sure you can think of a whole bunch of them. Insurance companies or, you know, other things like that.
That's true.
So with brand awareness, putting your name on will definitely help you get your game on for
mm-hmm.
sure.
So I know that you do actual embroidery, but then there's also screen printing.
Yes,
right?
Screen
that's
printing.
Just... So one is with thread and the other is just a picture.
Yeah,
right?
Embroidery sort of... is something you would do on a hat
mm-hmm.
or on polos. It brings an upscale look to the
yeah.
item, jackets, corporate jackets.
Or like scrubs, I've seen.
And scrubs, of course.
Right?
Yeah, a lot of lab coats and scrubs are
mm-hmm.
all done. In fact, I have a lot of those in my store right now. Mm-hmm. We're running for a dental facility. But screen printing is done for, okay, so imagine you're moving, you're relocating from home to home, and your movers show up. So what would be your impression if they all wore different t-shirts, just some random t-shirts? Mm-hmm. What would be your impression of that moving company? You'd be like, are you guys with the movers? So, but what's your impression when they're all wearing the same navy blue shirt or
that's a good point.
Green shirt or red shirt?
Mm-hmm.
It makes an impression on you that they're the professionals. If you need help, they're the ones you'll ask.
Mm-hmm.
They look like a team. They look like they belong together.
Mm-hmm.
And in return, it gives that brand that awareness as well.
That's a really important point. It's the difference between being there and being polished.
Right. You don't want to hire a fly-by-night company, like a
right.
landscaper. Doesn't it look just so much different when your landscaper shows up with, you know, like a Dickies shirt or some sort of shirt that says
right.
he's a professional
mm-hmm.
or your mover or your painting contractor or just any installation mm-hmm. any company at all.
It's so true.
It just
it's
makes an impression.
So
or
huge.
Let's say you go market shopping. If they didn't wear the same shirts or mm-hmm. aprons, who would you ask for help? Like, you don't just ask a random person, right, where are the eggs? You know, you would want to ask someone who works there.
Well, when we come back from this break, we're going to hear more about the kinds of things that you can use to promote your business.
Awesome. Thanks,
we'll be right back.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with more Change It Up with Paula Shaw on AM 1170, The Answer.
Change it. Turn and face the strain. Change it.
When you're the victim of an accident or someone's negligence, insurance companies are not going to give you fair compensation for your injuries, damage to your property, and lost income. They actually try to minimize your claim. Don't sign anything until you talk with John Sahar and the Sahar Law Firm in Carlsbad. For over 29 years, John has done battle and has won millions of dollars in damages, medical bills, loss of earnings, and pain and suffering for his clients. John Sahar will stand toe-to-toe with the big insurance companies to make sure you get every dime the law demands, and you don't pay until John collects money on your behalf. From San Diego to LA, Santa Barbara to San Bernardino, for auto accidents, product liability, dog bites, any injury caused by another, if it brings pain and suffering, bring Sahar to the case. For a free case evaluation, call 760-683-2048. 760-683-2048. The Sahar Law Firm, fighting for you. 760-683-2048.
Welcome back to Change It Up with Paula Shaw Radio. I am here today in studio with Sandra Sapol of Fully Promoted, right here in Encinitas, San Diego. Fully Promoted is a promotional products business. And Sandra, well, one thing I can tell you, because I've been there and because I know her, the best part about Fully Promoted is Sandra. And I'm sure you're all getting a feeling for that already, because she's always like this. Those of you on Facebook can see this beautiful smile on her face.
Oh, you're so.
But you always walk into that store and there is somebody that you look forward to visiting with, talking to. And by the way, when she's not there, she has this adorable father named Peter, who I've had several conversations with. And he's a lot of fun too, and
thank
very
you.
Chatty.
And our dog?
And your dog
our
is.
Our dog, Henry.
Henry's great. Is he a big black lab?
He's a chocolate lab. He's actually chocolate. Got a Facebook page of his own.
Oh.
Henry the chocolate lab.
I love it. I love it. And sometimes you get lucky and her husband, Jeff, is in there
right.
as well.
And we have fans. It's so funny. My husband and I call it fans. So we have people that come to our store for the last 12 years and they'll only want to see me. And if I'm not there, they'll leave. Is Sandra here? But then my husband has a fan club too. So we call them fans.
I love that.
It's just fun. You know, it's a fun thing for us.
Well, and you know what's cool about it? It's sort of that old-fashioned small town vibe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In that's what people always loved about small towns. You knew the person that was in the store. You purposely went to
yes.
want to say hello to them.
Yes.
And it's like that in your store.
Oh, 100%. People mm-hmm. will come to just hang out or to just give a treat to our dog. We have a couple of customers who just bring treats for the dog and they have nothing to do that day. They were next door. They were getting their hair done or something mm-hmm. like that. And they wanted to come in and say hello and give a treat to the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So one of the things I find myself wondering, and I'm sure some of our listeners do as well, this is a very busy business. It's a big business.
Yes.
You are getting things, you are getting items printed, you are printing shirts,
yes.
you are getting things embroidered.
Yes.
And you have how many children?
So we have two boys. They're mm-hmm. all of 11 and 13.
Uh-huh.
So we call them Frick and Frack, or Crazy and Crazier. But they're awesome.
Any children psychologists yeah. out there, she's just joking.
Yeah, well, they're just, you know, they're just, they're
they are
all
actually
boys.
Lovely.
Yeah, they're boys.
Them. They certainly are.
Yeah, they're all boys. They're not shy. You know, they take after me in that way, I think.
One of her sons and I went toe-to-toe at the last holiday party.
Yes.
We were playing a game. I can't remember the name of it, but
LCL.
He and I were the last two ones fighting for the pot.
And he won.
He did win.
It's the left, right, and center game.
That was hysterical.
That was really fun.
And he was in it with both feet.
Oh, he, yeah. He's all in it.
So how do you balance your time, Sandra? How are you able to run that business, which is a big business, and raise those two boys?
That's the thing. I don't know where the time is for me. I don't really have a lot of me time. That's what I have to work on. But I'm happy at what I'm doing. I'm happy being the business owner. I'm happy being the wife. I'm happy being the mom. And because we own our own business, I can do with my time what I want. But I do need to spend time at the business. So what's great is when school's in session, I hate to say it, but I have babysitters, right? The teachers are the babysitters. So we drop them off and we're good to go till 2:30, till the first pickup of the day. But after that, then it's, you know, one has baseball practice, one has this, one has that. So whatever, we just manage it. You know, it's my husband and I, my dad does come to our business as well and helps us, but it just all works out somehow, you know.
So it kind of feels like I'm hearing you say that because you love what you do, then having the, that's the payoff for how busy you are.
Yes.
Because you get to be happy in at what you're doing all the time.
I wake up with 30,000 feet. Like, I don't have a ramp up period in the morning. I don't drink coffee. I don't really take in any caffeine. I'm just, this is just who I am. This is me on fire. No, I'm just kidding. But I'm at 30,000 feet all day. I wake up and I've got thoughts and my brain starts going 100 miles an hour. And then I jot things down and I just don't forget to do this. Don't forget to do that. You know, I have a lot of wheels in motion at my business. So things are coming in. Things need to go out. There's deadlines. There's graduations. There's
always
some
deadlines.
Little leagues starting their games. There's all-stars. There's just cheerleading. There's just a million different things going on. Or someone's wedding, of course, right? Or anything like that.
And still, though, you manage.
But I love it.
You balance all those balls.
I love
because
it.
Because you're coming from this joy. And you know, my work, I'm working with energy all the time, right?
Yes.
Even though I'm a therapist, I'm always looking at a person's energy.
Right.
And one thing we definitely can see, feel, hear from you is you have a very strong kind of energy.
Yes.
You know, your field is strong. I mean, we've all heard it's the best thing to be positive because that does the most for our energy.
Of course.
Sandra's living proof of that. But let me ask you this. There have to be some moments, because you are a human being.
Yes.
An extraordinary one, for sure. But what do you do when you've just had it up to here and you just can't take one more thing?
I mean, you know, there's times where I'll go get a manicure, you know, for an hour. And that that's just my 1 hour of time to be a mom. I mean, not a mom.
Not a mom.
Not a business
be
owner.
You
just be 1 hour of time. But, you know, I go to the chiropractor a couple times a month. You know, I do take care of myself, of course. You know, I'll go get my hair done, that kind of thing.
Oh, absolutely.
But you know, do I belong to a gym? No. Have I worked out in 12 or 13 years? I haven't. Unfortunately, I haven't. But I'm the same size I was in high school.
Well, because you're burning energy every minute,
so
I'm sure.
I don't know how that works or how that happens, but I just don't even know how to tell you. I'm just positive. I'm always up. I'm always upbeat. I'm always looking for the best. I just don't ever have any poo-poo parties. It's just not my gig. I'm the one that's usually picking people up.
Yeah.
That's just my thing.
Yeah.
That's just who I am.
And I would imagine that, I mean, your actual work is pretty much about making people happy. Because when they pick up their shirts and they look beautiful, or when they feel like, wow, that idea I had. I remember one of the gals in our group had an idea about what she wanted. And when she saw the real shirt you came up with, she was thrilled.
People are, you know, they're taken back by, you know, even just something they've never done before, promotional item or piece of apparel, you know, clothing or anything like that thing. When they see their logo turned into an embroidery file, they just can't believe it.
I know. That machine's pretty astounding. I've seen it. And it's like you start with a picture and it turns into something. This machine figures out what thread and where and all of it. Amazing. So let's tell people how they can find you in this amazing place if they would like to do so.
Of course. So, of course, we have a website. The website is still under our original business name, which is Embroid Me. So it's changing. Our franchisor is going to be launching our new website. But enough of that. It's coming in the future. The website really is embroidme.com and then / encinitas-ca. So it's kind of long.
embroidme.com /
Encinitas-ca.
Okay. And a phone number.
How about that would be? Phone is fine too. So 760 943-8022, or you can honestly just email us as well. And that's Encinitas@fullypromoted.com.
Encinitas@fullypromoted.com. And let's give that phone number one more time.
Sure, of course. It's 760-943-8022.
So what's your favorite story of somebody that purchased something from you that was gave you some joy?
I mean, there's so many.
I know, but there are.
I'll tell you about a story of someone who didn't purchase from me.
Oh,
that, because that's one of my favorite stories to tell.
Okay. We only have two minutes,
but
launch into it.
The net is I had a client who was pricing me out because dollars were so important to that firm. So they chose another vendor after I had given them all the samples, all the pricing. They were $3 lesser expensive than I was. So they went with the other company. Great. Awesome. Goodbye. Good luck. You know. So this customer emails me 2 months later and says, hi, remember me? And I actually have these emails. Hi, remember me? Well, it didn't work out with the other vendors, so we need to repurchase all 80 of those Nike polos. And the Nike polos were like $60 each plus the embroidery rate. So it was a very, very big order that I had lost 2 months previous. And I wrote her back and said, of course I remember you. What happened? She says, well, the other vendor made a big mistake. Our logo ended up being too big. So we had to keep the shirts because they wouldn't return the shirts because they're already custom made.
Right.
And they're just never going to go. So I had to replace. So I will always say this, cheap is expensive. That is my number one thing that I tell people all the time.
Yeah.
You might find something cheaper, but will it get done on time? Will it get done correctly? And that is my claim to fame.
I am not the cheapest. I promise you I'm not.
Mm-hmm. But I don't want to be. I'm the best. And that's what I am. So that's my favorite story to tell, is that this client is a client of mine. And she'll do all of her work with me from now on.
That's Sandra Saple of Embroid.me/FullyPromoted in Encinitas. And I want to thank you for being with me today, Sandra.
Awesome.
You were a delight
so
and great fun. And thanks also again to Teresa Helgeson, who was with us earlier. And you can hear us here on KCBQ on Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock. We're also on all the major podcast platforms, including iTunes, Libsyn, Omni, SoundCloud. We're on iHeartRadio. And if you forget all of that, just ask Alexa. Also, please check out our Change It Up Radio Facebook page and our Change It Up Radio Instagram. Until next week, we'll see you then. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Change It Up with Life Transitions expert, speaker, and best-selling author, Paula Shaw. Join the Change It Up movement with Paula Shaw every Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m. as we explore topics that inspire, welcome change, and create a new kind of conversation. To learn more about Paula, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities, visit changeitupradio.com. Whether you're feeling happy, sad, mad, or glad, it never hurts to change it up.